Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and I know the topic on everybody's mind still is coronavirus. It always is. But let me just say thank you to CHI Memorial for all of the wonderful work that you are doing. Yes, they're still planning on building the hospital here, but I guess that news pales in comparison to what they're doing locally and regionally for coronavirus protection and treatment. So just so you guys know, we have ever-changing policies for how to deal with this, how to serve our patients best, both inpatient and outpatient, so whether you're going to the hospital or going to your provider's office. We do have systems in place. If you do think you're sick, please call first. You will probably be directed potentially somewhere else or maybe to telehealth. I don't know if I told you, Ed, but we're doing telehealth now, which I don't think we've ever done. And frankly, a lot of us found somewhat unpalatable when we started, but it has been a good option. And a lot of times it keeps our high-risk people at home mm-hmm. for things that we could do without physical exam. Not something good to do all the time. But a few of the rules regarding telehealth and just delivery of medical care in general have relaxed lately. And that's good that some of the governmental statutes and recommendations can relax in a time of national crisis. Frankly, I was a little surprised and pleased by that. But CHI is doing a fantastic job. We meet with 100% of our providers once a week, mandatory, and we all talk. We talk about policies, you know, what's happening with CDC guidelines, state and federal, WHO, everything. We have all of our experts and we learn. And then we do it again every single day, mm-hmm. over and over. So, and I'm sure that's happening when I've talked with providers at other health delivery systems in town. They're all doing the same thing. So people, don't be scared of this. Just be mindful, be careful, be sanitary. And well, for now, if you're an essential business, be careful.
Absolutely. And I'm Ed from Nutrition World, and we are also, you know, a complete food store. And that's why, you know, we offer the pet foods, we offer the beef, we have all kind of eggs, we have things that so many people are relying on because they want the healthier version. So I'm very thankful that we, you know, have always been a food type of market, even though we don't advertise it too much. We have a great business on food, and I'm thankful to the Chattanooga community. I've never seen so many people be so appreciative. I actually had a tear in my eye today. A lady called in and said, "Where online can I place a tip for Nutrition World? I want to put some money because of all the things you have done for this community." And I said, you just brought a tear to my eye. And I said, I'm getting emotional. And I did, because I'm so touched every single day. I don't know about you, Dr. Green, but it's been since 9/11 that I've ever seen people come together with a heart connection that I'm seeing right now.
You know, and it is a good thing to see. I've seen so much good behavior, so many kind acts, mm-hmm. Very little, well, no change that. Nothing bad that I can think of. Nobody misbehaving. I know you hear about this on the mm-hmm. news, but I will say everyone locally is showing love and kindness and caring and compassion. And it has been a most pleasant thing to see. And the thankfulness that we see in the medical field, people thank us left and right. And for mm-hmm. us, we're just doing our job, people. I mean, this is what we do. So we don't expect that. But, you know, it's really nice. And we mm-hmm. appreciate that when people say something. Whether you say it or not, we're going to still do our job. It's what we're called to do, and it's what's in our heart. So, but yeah, I mean, we love our people, and we'll still be here serving everyone. I know some, and when I watched the national news, some providers quit because of all of this. They didn't want to put themselves in danger. But I say the vast majority of us, we don't really think about that. Maybe that's not great. We put on our PPE and we do our job. But as far as worrying about danger to ourselves, we just don't.
good for you. And you know that's what you signed on for. And that doesn't mean you're not cautious. It doesn't mean you don't have some concerns when you're lying in bed at night. But I was a policeman here in Chattanooga, and I remember all too well feeling the same way. We had riots. You remember the riots we had in Chattanooga in 81? We had curfew here. No one could come out of their homes after 8 p.m. It was a scary time. I mean, I was a young cop, and I didn't think one damn thing about getting up and putting on my uniform. That was the job I signed on for.
Of course, that would scare the tar out of me, but that's not what I was trained to do, though. So for what I'm trained to do, super comfortable, no fear.
Good. I love that. And you know, you and I are both cut out of the same mold, which is not doom and gloom, not the end of the world. And there are options. There are ways to maneuver through this with good wisdom. And that's what we're here for, is to help you to know that we can get past this, and we will. Yeah. But we need to have tools. We need to have knowledge. And, you know, hopefully I want to give you in the second or third segment some of the research has come out that's kind of, you know, from the nutritional standpoint, what do we need to really think about in order to keep us healthy through this? And I'm convinced that there are some great potential benefits to certain few things nutrient wise. So we'll talk about that on the second segment. But again, I really believe, and I don't know if you do, I think you do, Dr. Green, if we could all, you know, practice the distancing, if we can all truly wash our hands, and if we don't touch anything above our chest, because that's where we transmit the bug and the virus, because it's not going to crawl from your fingernails all the way up your arm and elbow back into your nose. It just probably won't. Now, if somebody coughs on you, of course it would, but you know, nobody's coughing toward anyone, are they?
No, people are being very careful. I laughed. What is his name? Dr. Fauci? Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay. And he was talking a few weeks ago about how sneezes could go 27 feet. And I thought it was so funny when he said, well, maybe if you rear your head back and aim, yes. And it was just a funny comment. He said, most people have much better hygiene. They're going to cough or sneeze into their hand or arm, whether they do it right or wrong. It's not going to be that bad. And I have also been pleasantly surprised with the way people are adhering to social distancing. That is a new concept to us. I watched an old movie. I think it was, Contagion, maybe Outbreak. I can't remember. I watched several of those. Probably shouldn't have done it because it's so similar to real life today. But they talked about social distancing in the movies as well. So it's not a new concept, but it's new to most people. They've never had to practice this before. And I've been amazed at how the local businesses also caught on so fast. Mm-hmm. They had systems in place. You know, you had your system, Costco. I was like, wow, yeah. Costco can corral people. And they did a great job doing it, too. And I had to go over there just to watch them work. And they had a fantastic system. And other places have followed suit, some better, some worse. Think how much better prepared we will be if something like a hemorrhagic virus ever hits us, something far worse. This time we will not be. It's a good practice for us. It's good training, and we will be far more prepared as a world and as a country.
And who knows the master plan of everything that's falling in place? I said exactly what you said about 2 to 3 weeks ago. It's kind of like 9/11. Do you know we were completely open to terrorists before 9/11? We are now very well protected. Well, the same thing's going to happen to this. We'll have the system in place. We'll have the people's attitude in place. We'll be far more prepared. And, you know, I don't believe too much in conspiracy theories. I don't think this was launched on us by some evil place or country. But that doesn't mean it can't happen. If it does happen in 5 years, we're going to be freaking ready for this thing.
Well, I've read one too many Clancy books. So, you know, all the things that Clancy and other people said were, you know, down in the level 5 basements of USAMRID and whatnot. So, yes, one too many books for me. But I'm like you. I don't think this was some horrible plot, but it is an eye opener. That's for sure. And I think all of our eyes are more open. And, you know, I've always known how a virus can propagate, that exponential growth, and, you know, all those old movies where it's one dot on the map and the red spreads so fast. And that's, frankly, fairly normal for this. But now if you get 7 billion people sanitizing simultaneously, that'd be a new thing.
And again, no one's coughing people's directions, and they're just thinking. They're just thinking now.
And we'll have a mindset maybe more like our Asian friends and colleagues who are better mask wearers. So much controversy between what, you know, they would say and what the World Health Organization was saying, you know, a week or two ago. And, you know, a lot of patients asked me, I said, well, you know, I can't tell you, you know, since the virus is 1 micron and even an N95 mask is a 3 micron pore. They think, you know, that's still going to stop the vast majority. But, you know, even an N95 is not perfect. So will a homemade bandana protect you? Well, No, not really, but it's not going to hurt you either, and it might protect somebody else from anything you're carrying. And that was what one of my patients taught me a few years ago, and he asked me why that he said, you know why he was South Korean. He said, you know why we wear masks? And my answer was wrong. He said, look, we wear masks to try to protect you from us. It's a thoughtful measure from us to you, not the other way around. And I learned a little something, and you know what? I bet we see a lot more of that in the future, and we will be protecting each other from ourselves.
I love that, and it's all good stuff. As long as we don't get too obsessed with it. Right now, it's fine to be obsessed, but guess what?
They're going to make designer masks now and start selling those things.
There's no telling what's going to come out in the marketplace. Mm.
Get your Burberry mask or something.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about you-know-what, and I want to offer some maybe tips from the nutritional standpoint to help boost the immune system, because if you had the robust enough immune system and you do something else that I'm going to talk about, you're going to have a lot more peace of mind. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and, you know, we're here talking about the topic of the day again. It's pretty much the whole show, and probably will be for at least a few weeks.
And I don't think they'd need three guesses to get that one right.
Absolutely. And, again, so, Dr. Green, what is your prediction? I know you talked about this thing, exponential growth, last time we were here.
I'm so glad I did, and I told a lot of people, and when they showed the exponential growth graph, and people are going, I say, what did I tell you about the mathematical growth of a virus spreading? What did I say? And people go, exponential. And I said, what is that graph? That's an exponential growth graph. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nothing we didn't expect. Yes, I think the idea of flattening the curve is not a bad idea. It's very hard to do, and that's, I guess, why they keep making more and more orders for social distancing and sheltering at home and trying to get people away from each other. And frankly, I've been impressed when I'm out. I'll have to hear what you say, too. But I've been impressed with the self-control of people in the community, mm-hmm. how well people are keeping distancing. So many people were wearing masks before you had to. And frankly, I haven't seen much bad behavior in the community. I've seen a lot of self-control and good behavior. We've been working, and CHI has been incredible. Thank you, CHI, one of our most wonderful sponsors, being our title sponsor, and they have done a superb job in this area with, you know, COVID education. Just so you guys know that are listening, we change our policies and talk about what the right thing to do is every day. Some of us, you know, have more training in microbiology and virology. Some are flat out experts. Some have less knowledge. We all get together, so we get on the same page, and we do that once a week as a entire CHI regional group, which is, you know, a lot of good minds together, a lot of smart people, and we determine what the policy is and try to make a united front for everybody. We do have, you know, good policy. If you need to call your provider, I'm sure, you know, other providers in town, other health delivery systems have similar programs. In fact, I know they do. I've talked to some of them. And you just call, and they get a set of symptoms and history and figure out what to do for you. It's variable in the area as to whether or not somebody, say, is a private provider and has access to COVID testing versus a larger system, and they're having to distribute to the areas that are hardest hit. And that makes sense. I mean, you know, lately New York and Chicago and LA, you know, the hardest hit places need more help. And so we haven't had as much access, but I'm real glad Abbott came out with that, you know, rapid kit, and I hopefully that will trickle down to everyone, and hopefully, you know, not too far down the road, we'll have testing just like influenza testing. It'll be that easy. A lot of doctors have switched to telehealth, so I think people don't need to be scared of this. Don't be fearful. Be mindful of your circumstances, your situation, your surroundings. You know, I also am carrying masks and gloves in my car. I've got hand sanitizer in each door. I could probably get mugged for that. Mm. It's better than, you know, getting there and stealing something valuable. It's a prized commodity. And I'm being careful but not fearful. I'm still living my life, doing what I need to do. Granted, we have essential jobs, so we have to be out there working. But I think as long as we remain mindful but not fearful, it is the correct attitude for now, and you can still see your doctor, probably call your provider and see. And, you know, everybody in this town, I think, now is well educated in the medical field and can answer the questions and direct people in the right way to go. So don't be scared. I guess that's my my take-home message from all of that. It's all going to be okay, and it will pass. This is not going to be forever. Now, what's the world going to look like? Patients are starting to say, what will it look like next year? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I hope the good sanitation carries over.
I'm convinced it will, and I think this is a game changer for people's heart, their soul. I talked today, and Nutrition World is, you know, we do curbside service, we do online delivery, we do local delivery, we have food, you know, we have so much meat. I actually did a picture, as you remember, Dr. Green, to you last week. We unloaded 250 pounds of grass-fed beef from our local farmer. We have pet food. I mean, we are a nutritional food market, and thankfully, we, you know, fall under the category of a food store.
I'll have to visit again. So for you guys, I did try some bison. I had never tried that, and was having trouble. Couldn't find any beef or turkey. I was wanting to make some chili and some spaghetti, and couldn't find what I needed, but went and got the bison. Had bison burgers. I sent Ed a picture of that, and they were amazing. So, good. You know, it is also a time to try new things, and I'm doing that and eating things normally I wouldn't, but why not? Just expand my palate a little bit.
Yeah, it is time to kind of have the yes in your life, because it's going to require us to make some radical changes. And I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm a pretty rigid person, and I've not, to my memory, complained one single second about any of the things that's going on. I'm just very, very grateful. Like a gentleman today said at Nutrition World, I will never complain again about Starbucks coffee or anything else if it's not right. I am so freaking thankful once we get past this. And you are so correct. And I put on our big sign out front that's a digital. It said, no storm lasts forever, and neither will this one.
I like that. You know, I like what you said, Ed, about that guy saying he would not be ungrateful and unthankful for those niceties of life. I mean, a lot of these are first world problems. I can hear my son telling me that right now if he were here. And I can say there are only two times I've been in survival mode in my life, and I wasn't looking for toilet paper. It was water and shelter and maybe food. It is a bad experience if you're in something like that and wonder if you're going to die or get out of that place you're in. And once you're out, you are thankful for everything, especially running water. Yes. I mean, it is the most amazing thing, but you tend to forget that over time. So I hope that thankfulness will stick with us.
Well, this one's going deeper than anything, I guess, in our entire life, and I do believe it will stick. And I know that the young people, I have a staff that I actually call heroes every day, because every one of us has fear riding alongside of us most of the time and sometimes overwhelming us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is hard to make connections and proper decisions when we're swallowed up by this fear. And I personally have to use techniques in order to help calm myself down. There is something called EFT, emotional freedom technique. I've used off and on for 25 years. If you just type in EFT, you can read and learn about it. It's really an acupuncture type of tapping that you do on your hand, and then you move it to your head and your nose, your chin, your chest, and your back. But what you're doing is you're repeating the fear that you have at the moment that you are tapping, and it seems to lessen the intensity greatly of that pain. And because we are electrical beings, part of every emotion we have is fed by electricity. Well, these tapping things help to rebalance that, because, as you know, Dr. Green, there's a system called parasympathetic and sympathetic. And, you know, the sympathetic, if one of them gets overwhelmed and the other's not enough, then you don't have a balance. Well, this helps rebalance that electrical system. So type in, EFT, emotional freedom technique, and it's all free. You just learn how to do it on the internet. It takes you literally 20 minutes.
And that's one of many things you can try. I do want to learn more about that, by the way. And I had learned some tapping about, like, in the 90s, actually, something. I learned that in med school and was taught that. And I'm having to practice everything I preach here when I'm doing my spiritual moments. And lots of prayer and meditation, lots of good counsel with my friends, people like you, Ed, and people that are saying, you know, it's going to be okay. No storm lasts forever. Mm-hmm. Any problem we're having, whether it, you know, whatever it is, spiritual, emotional, work, financial worries. I mean, think of all the people that are having horrible, horrible financial fear right now. Mm-hmm. Unemployment rate is through the roof. It is overwhelming sometimes. And for me, a lot of prayer and meditation, a lot of time spent doing that, a lot of music.
Yes.
So I like that. and praise and worship for me, and that has been amazingly therapeutic for me.
Well, and you know, I'm all about the exactly the same thing, and I just feel that in my personal life, I have to anchor myself back on to more of a solid ground when I'm losing it, and the solid ground isn't something I'm developing today. It's something that I've worked on for many, many years, many decades. To mention real quickly, there is a gentleman that I really respect. His name is Dr. Brian Stoats, and he's with the Rev Center for Optimal Living, and he does something that I've had done many times over the past 2 years, and it's a therapy where it is balancing this system that we're speaking about. And he actually is one of the tenants downstairs at Nutrition World, and it's Optimal Living, Optimal Living East.com. But he does something that has to do with neural balancing. And I'll tell you, my daughter, she's been going for 2 years, and she's like all of us. She has her moments. Well, a day before yesterday, it was a tough one. And she went to see Dr. Brian, and literally it was like a game changer for her in 30 minutes. So you can call Nutrition World to find out more about Rev Optimal Living if you decide you want to seek someone. He is under the umbrella of therapist, so he's able, and he's very, very sanitation.
And it hit me, by the way, both from listening to patients and also staff in our office, you are not alone in this. You are not alone. So you are surrounded by people going through the same or similar ordeal. So reach out to your friends, your family, anyone you have in your life. It is life-saving and life-changing, and it has been for us as well. And if you haven't developed any of these techniques, so, you know, I have also been developing things that work for me over the last, oh, I hate to say it, but say 40, 50 years. So has Ed. But you know what? It is never too late to start. If you've never done that, it is okay to start now. What a perfect time to begin.
Absolutely. And I certainly didn't mean to say that just not you don't have opportunities now. I'm just valuing the fact that I have spent a lot of years doing it. But you're exactly right. Now, I mean, when we are in a desperate place, sometimes that is the best place to be open to embrace these type of meditations and healings that we need.
And we men tend to be the worst at that.
We are. We are blinded by the ego and, you know, just all the fun and all the things we go through. And so what a wake-up call. And I truly believe that the world is going to be a far, far better place at the end of this. And there will be a green light around our corner. I don't know if it's going to be in a month, if it's going to be 3 or 6. No one does. But it is coming, people.
And I will just say, you know, about people coming together and helping each other, I just watched, you know, we've worked with hospice, and so I work with Heartlight Hospice, and they are giving out some very valuable things. The emergency, the vitamins and water, hand sanitizer, some of the things that are very crucial. I thought, what a nice, nice gift.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people doing things like that, giving helpful gifts to other people locally, and that has touched me. And also the people thanking each other. You probably saw the firefighters thanking the EMTs, and that brought a little tear to my eye.
I've had a tear to my eye almost every day. In fact, we donated a bunch of my Zunta bars that I formulated to the fire department, and through a Vascular Institute, actually, Tracy Lassar came to me and said they're going to distribute baskets to the firefighters, and we donated the Zunta bars. We did get in yesterday a new hand purifier sanitizer by Pranaram. It is phenomenal. I'm not a huge fan. You know, I come from a different camp. I don't like using toxic chemicals, even in the state that we are in. I mean, breathing these fumes can be a little bit not good.
Now, I remember that company, but that's been so long since we did it. Was that a European company?
It is.
Also makes essential oils?
I'm always amazed at your freaking memory, daggummit.
Okay.
Yes, and it is the only essential oil company that is prescription in several countries, including France.
I'm going to have to try that.
400 bottles, and we just got it yesterday. I mean, we are scouring the United States for everything that people need, and they are more in need today than I've ever been for our items at Nutrition
True.
World.
True. And y'all have a system there. I will say I've been and visited their system. They have a system down, so you will be safe.
We do, man. I tell you, I don't know how much more we could do. We are only, you know, we are really taking care of people and my staff. So we're doing the best of both worlds, but yet still able to handle the requisition of products for people who need it.
All the worlds look different. Our office looks totally different than it once did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're actually, you know, we go in and get all the products for everyone. No one gets to shop in the store, and, you know, very protective of all of that.
Ed is now a secret shopper.
I'm tired of it, too. Well, guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing and having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us. Thank you very much.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I did want to say something about the interview I had with Dr. Smith from Life Extension. He's the medical director. It was one of the most interesting out of my 64 segments of The Holistic Navigator. And what it really boiled down to was he's vastly into research. And again, I'm going to repeat, the reason that we are concerned about this virus is because there's something that can occur in maybe 20% of the people, and usually they're compromised, but not always, is a cytokine storm. That means the lungs are going to the immune system's overly aggressive, and it causes the lungs to build mucus and fluid, and we know what that is, which is pneumonia. So why is that happening? Because our bodies have never seen this virus, and it's kind of going overboard. So what can we do about that? Well, first off, we want to make sure we do have a healthy immune system. And, you know, we all know the basic rules of that, which is, you know, getting enough sleep, which I'm not doing, and eating the correct foods. And correct in my world is different than many people's correct. I mean, we need to be eating very low sugar, moderate to low carbs, lots of healthy fat, more of a keto diet, which I'm trying my best to still stick with. I use lots of olive oil at least once a day. Like, I go to Panera at lunch, I get it to take out because I'm working, and then I'll take my olive oil, high quality from Nutrition World, and just cover it.
I have to interrupt real quick and ask something. So you guys do carry the cauliflower pizza crust, correct?
We do.
So
yes.
This is going to be a great opportunity for me to try that. So that's going to be on my agenda for the coming week.
Yeah, that and the meat we carry, yeah, you'll love it, make you a great pizza.
Well, I tried bison for the first time in my life, like I told you. So I'm sure Ted Turner was very upset. It's the first time I've tried it, but it was.
You know, I haven't had bison in a long time, even though we sell it, because we always just use the ground beef. But our ground beef is grass-fed, and the farmer, I've known him for 8 years. We've been getting the meat from him. He doesn't ever give a antibiotic. If he does, he sells the cow.
Maybe you can save a little for me.
Right now we got 200 pounds.
That'll work.
But back to the Dr. Smith thing, when he really looked into how do we focus the immune system to keep it from overreacting, he said, number one, you need a toolkit. The toolkit is a combination of certain protective nutrients, and you need to go ahead and get them, because what happens is you only have 24 to 36 hours, and you have to send a message to the immune system that it needs to operate properly, like it does in 80% of us. What does that entail? Well, there's a whole list of things, but the main one is vitamin D, and it's 20 to 50,000 units is what he recommends with food in the morning for 7 days. So 50,000 is really, really the dose that many experts recommend.
It's a little longer than what I recommend, too.
Yeah, how long do you recommend?
3 days.
Yeah, three. Yeah, he's going 5 to 7. But he does give a range of 20 to 50 now on the interview. So
that's a lot to ask of people right there.
It's a lot.
You know, if you can get 1 or 2 days from people, you're doing well. 3 days is a good one. 3 is a good number.
Yeah.
To get toward 5 or 7 for that dose,
yeah.
Good luck, Dr. Smith. I'd like to know how patients do with that.
Right now, I think we have motivated people. So if you're under the weather, I think they would do it more than they ever have before.
Yeah, for me, when I do that, I get well so fast, I just stop.
Same here. Me too. Yeah. And then secondly, it's a really very common nutrient, but it's one we've never carried or never, it's been on the radar for so long. But the PubMed research is clear that vitamin A, because vitamin A's effects on the lungs is pretty potent. And he's saying 20 to 50,000 units with breakfast for only 5 days. Vitamin A can be toxic. We cannot do too much, but it does redirect the immune system, and it's very cheap. I mean, you can get a huge bottle of 120 pills for like $8. And so that's another one. Again, if you're considering this, check with your medical professional, make sure there's no issues. And again, we're not treating it. We're just basically helping the immune system be healthy. Vitamin C, we all know that. Mm-hmm. And he is saying, 1,000 milligrams every few hours.
And that's also cheap.
And cheap, very inexpensive.
Although if you take too much, you will get diarrhea.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Thank you for that. 1,000 milligrams every few hours.
And there are a lot of products like Emergen-C and, gosh, there's several. I'm trying to think of some of the other. Airborne, that's Airborne. Another one.
Yep.
So there are a lot of good products out there.
And then there's about 10 products. But the next one, the only two other ones that I find is like an absolute is the medicinal mushrooms. And I know you, Dr. Green, have been involved with the medicinal mushrooms for some time.
And remind me to talk to you about the host defense sometime. I'll have to do that off the air a little bit. But yes, host defense. Wait a minute. Is that host defense?
Yeah.
Is that right? Got it right. Host defense does have some amazing products. I've used Lion's Mane before at the office. That's mental alertness. But they have an amazing immune support product. It's just a little bit hard to find right now.
It is. We happened to get some in about a week ago. Don't know how long it's going to last. But if you want to really learn the ins and outs of mushrooms, you go to The Holistic Navigator. The last podcast, which should have been posted today, was from Jerry Angelini, which you've spoke to on one of our interviews. Mm-hmm. He's one of the smartest, most intelligent people in this United States on how to use mushrooms. Why do we do that? It's because the mushrooms do something that we call modulating the immune system. And that means that if you have a low immune system, it brings it to normal. If you have too high immune system, it brings it back to normal. Well, that's what we want when we're talking about, preventing an overreaction of the immune system. And again, mushrooms are on the bottle. You take two a day for prevention, which I'm doing now. But if you start feeling under the weather, you do 6 to 8 capsules in divided doses. Totally
I just safe. Just had a flashback. There's so much wisdom that is coming back now or that I'm relearning. But I can remember my father, who I've talked about on the air before, and back in the 70s, I remember he had there were medical educational charts on the wall talking about vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin D and what to do. And food group charts, and I guess that's kind of geeky, but he would put them up in the kitchen and had them on the refrigerator. Uh-huh. And I just had a flashback to actually seeing some of this when you were sick with the vitamin D, vitamin C, mm-hmm. vitamin A. And it's amazing, full circle for some of these things, and it's coming back into vogue now. But traditional medicine is not that adept at boosting your immune system. It's just not one of the things that we really do that well, very rarely. Although, oncologists do look into that, and they do have some medications that can, but they're quite expensive, unlike mm-hmm. vitamin A, C, and D.
Absolutely. And, I have a book in the store, Nutrition World. I try to collect old books, and this one was from Merck from 1937 on vitamin C.
Is that the one you showed me?
I did.
Yeah, I remember that.
Really cool, wasn't it? And like you said, full circle, we've kind of come around.
I can't see Ed's list, by the way, people, so I have no idea what's coming up. Were you going to talk about garlic?
And garlic. That was exactly, you read my mind, brother. Aged garlic, Dr. Smith said that it actually has straight antiviral properties itself. We're not using garlic to stimulate or do anything with the immune system. We're actually using it to kill something. Well, that's pretty darn good because it has no side effect.
Well, let me ask you this, and I've had a few patients ask, and I did not have the answer because I've never looked. I do know some things like turmeric curcumin, the amount of curry or whatnot you would have to consume is, formidable.
Yeah.
So, taking a turmeric curcumin capsule is much more efficient. When it comes to the aged garlic, how would, say, a product that you might buy at Nutrition World compare to, say, people that are cooking with aged garlic?
There are times when I will say that I do believe the supplement is better. In this case, it isn't. The only advantage of the supplement is you're going to have less odor and you're going to be able to do it more often without having to think about it. There's the perfect garlic is the food itself. There is no doubt. There's only two foods I hate in life, and it's cilantro and garlic. And so
really?
I will never eat either of those.
Oh, see, even though it is maybe socially unacceptable, I do, garlic is amazing. I don't mind the smell people around
really?
Me. Curry, garlic, it just doesn't. When I have a lot of my colleagues who are from other countries, I find it pleasant. I really enjoy it. It does not bother me at all. So cilantro, too.
Well, there's supposed to be a gene for the cilantro. Is actually a support group for people who, despite, we're not even talking about disliking cilantro. We're talking about a morbid, just sickening offense to cilantro, and there's a gene that causes that.
That is so funny. For me, the hardest one to like is coconut. For some reason, I've never been a fan of coconut, and I don't know why, but I don't know the medicinal component for coconut.
Yeah. So, again, you know, going back to the vitamin A, the D, the C, the mushrooms, and the aged garlic. And
well, again, let me add one in there to you. So, something I do. For myself, I can't do all of those, but I do push the vitamin C and vitamin D for myself if I've been exposed or think I'm exposed or even getting the slightest bit of something, and it works great. And if I'm really scared, I add in the Manuka honey. So bees and trees, people, bees and trees, Mike Everly. You know, great company, great product, and I keep that. And it is an odd-tasting honey, and I've got to be careful with my diabetic patients for something like that, but it is superb.
It is, and it's actually on the second list of goodies, which I'm not going to go into. But Manuka is the only honey that has an absolute research property to it that can kill bacteria and probably viruses.
Even some FDA-approved products.
Absolutely, bandages for wound healing.
And that's how I get my patients on board that don't like this kind of thing. I'm like, okay, let me explain this to you. Uh-huh. And they do listen at that point.
That's awesome. You are such a good spokesman for common sense and all the good things that we're talking about.
Isn't it fun to spread knowledge?
It is, and not just to repeat it from a book or something. And I do want to, you know, say real, we have about 3 or 4 minutes. The other part to this is, in my mind, because I'm dealing with, you know, hundreds of people sometimes, well, many hundreds in a week, but in a day we'll have 200 or 300, 400 in the store on when we used to have normal stuff. But anxiety and nervousness and fear is overwhelming so many of us, not all day long, not all night long, but we're having, I don't know about you, Dr. Green, and we've talked a little bit about this. I'm very cooled out kind of guy, even though I'm, again, kind of ADD and really fast paced. My insides are pretty dang peaceful after decades of working on that, but I'm having my moments. What do I do when I have the moments? There's only 4 things I do, or I choose from. I don't do all 4 things. And I've tried everything. GABA, which is a calming natural remedy, it saves my life. I've been using it for 5 years when I wake up during the night with overthinking mind. What we want to do is take something that calms the mind, because we're not probably not sleeping because we need to be drugged. It's because our brain is producing cognitive popcorn. It's popping those thoughts out, and you're really not going to accomplish anything at 2 a.m. with this revolving door of thoughts. So GABA calms the brain. That's why young people don't worry about things, because they have a whole bunch of GABA going on. Secondly is CBD, which we all know about CBD, which is from the hemp plant. And, you know, you've talked to a couple of the people I brought in here. Very well researched CBD. If you get the right brand, it will calm you pretty quickly. I do 2 gummies in the morning like I did this morning, and 2 in the afternoon. Because it was a very hellacious day, and it just helps to take the edge off. That's all I'm asking for. And the third one is a product called AnxioCalm. It's very well researched. It is a teeny little white pill, and I take 2 of those when I have anxiety, and it has worked to take the edge off nicely with no addictive quality.
Well, I can add in, you know, I wish that I could do the CBD, but with that slight chance it could turn me positive for THC, I don't do it. Wish I could, really do, because it's such a good product and so safe. But I'm similar, but I keep my GABA and I save it for the middle of the night. If I wake up in the middle of the night, and you know we both have busy lives, and suddenly we talked one of the spiritual moments about Martha worrying about everything she's got to do, and I can wake up with that kind of thought process and my mind is racing about everything I have to get done and not enough time to do it, and the GABA helps to calm my mind. So I save GABA for the middle of the night. And I thankfully only have to use it maybe 2 or 3 times a month, which is a blessing. I keep Rescue Remedy. So that is the one I keep with me, which is a fantastic product based on flower extract, as I recall. And I've recommended that to some patients, and it's quite effective. And ashwagandha for myself. So those are the ones I do. If people want to know the Dr. Green remedy, that's mine.
You know, you just amaze me, my brother, because I wouldn't even think of ashwagandha. But that is one of the key components also of building. It's called an adaptogen. So what it does is allow your body and mind to be able to handle more stress. Now, in the old world we had, which was a couple months ago of normal life, I would always tell people, well, you know, don't use this to your disadvantage by just doing more things. Well, today we're so overwhelmed that we're probably not going to intentionally add anything on. We're going to try to do the opposite. So ashwagandha taken daily, that's not something you'd want to do just as needed. It's a daily supplement.
And I did add that back in, had a bottle I was not using. I thought this is a perfect time.
Yep, that is right. And I do want to, you know, we're leaving the third segment here, going into the fourth with Dr. Green's spiritual moment in a minute. But I do want to say, I've always loved the quote from Helen Keller, which is, although the world is full of suffering, it's also full of overcoming it. And that's exactly where we are. Exactly where we are, my buddies. And
she knew what she was talking about.
Yes, she did. What a wise woman. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. You know, we've talked a lot about the courage that we've seen in the community during the coronavirus, and let's talk a little more about courage and how I'd like us all to be able to live our lives free from the control of fear. You can't really live completely free of fear, I don't think, but the control of fear, is it controlling you or not? I think you can have freedom from that. Well, Norman Schwarzkopf said that true courage is being afraid and going ahead and doing your job anyhow. That's what courage is. Well, the root word of courage means heart. And Hill Harper said that she thinks true courage is actually following your heart, and not getting or succumbing to what other people's definition of what your life should be. Live your life. Or as I sometimes quote my daughter, you have a calling, and so do I, to be you fiercely. Well, Romans chapter 8 teaches us that if God is for us, who can be against us? Jesus taught us that he came to give us life. That's life with a capital L, people. Henry Blackaby wrote that God wants joy, not fear, to dominate your life. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Well, we have a mission and a calling to live bold lives, strengthened by our faith and hope. And we will be unable to fulfill that mission if we are paralyzed by fear or crippled by anxiety. So please, do not let the trials of life control you or rob you of joy and peace. Freedom from fear and anxiety includes the liberating knowledge that we are not in control of everything. In fact, you do not have control over your circumstances. Control is an illusion, but you do have control over your response to your circumstances. Placing your faith in God, let go of your grip on fear, anxiety, unrest, and your desire to control every situation and outcome. As the chains of fear are broken, you will be freed to live the fierce life to which you are called. And let me close with Psalms chapter 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. And that is your spiritual moment for the day, as you are freed from the control and grip of fear and anxiety. Ed, back to you.
How beautiful, my friend. And I know that word was spread all over, and everyone listening resonated with that. And we're in this together, people. There's no
doubt
about it.
That is for sure.
And
we will drag each other kicking and screaming through this, and we will get out the other side just fine.
Yes, we will. The green light is somewhere around the corner. And I tell people sometimes, I say every single morning that I wake up, I know I'm one day closer to turning the corner in this little chaotic place that we're in.
You know, I like that. I hear the one day at a time thing through AA and NA. And, you know, that's something that we do get training in the medical field. And it's the one day at a time mantra is a good thing for them and really for all of us. I mean, you really don't have control over 5 days from now or a week. You don't. Day by day, you know, make it through one more day. I like that. I'm going to start using it because it does get hard. And people, that's not just, if you think you're alone and you're overwhelmed by all of this fear, no, most of us are. And it's okay. That's just life. And we'll help each other through it. We'll all get through it together. Like Ed says, you're not in it alone.
And there's a brotherhood and sisterhood that's been formed right now that has never been probably in my 63 years of living. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And this world is going to come out like shining on the other side. And there's going to be so many blessings. Now, there's going to be some repairs is going to have to happen. There's no doubt about it. It's not going to be easy or perfect. But we will get the glue, and we're going to build ourselves up again as the nation that we are and the whole world.
Well, and, you know, it probably will not look the same as it has been. It will probably be forever changed, but why not keep all of the good
right.
and then throw away all of the bad? I mean, there's been plenty of bad through all of this, but we're going to learn so much, and I think we can come out better.
Absolutely, and we came out better after 9/11 in many ways. Not always, not everything perfect, but, you know, it prepared us for and probably stopped if we had not had a 9/11. Who knows what could have happened to this country because we were sitting ducks. And once we became not sitting ducks, well, people who would want to attack us realized they couldn't do that. So there was blessings involved with all of that.
True.
And, you know, back to the health issue again, you know, I'm just so convinced that the practice of habits, supplements, lifestyle, managing your food intake is going to be a very important part to, you know, and again, don't worry about getting sick. The worry is that we're going to have the storm within the lungs. So if we are the healthier we are, that's been proven very, very strongly by all of the numbers already that, you know, the compromised people are the main ones that are being hit. Well, why is that? Because their immune system isn't prepared. It's either too weak or it's actually too confused. And so it goes overboard. And that's where the vitamin A, the E, the C, the D, the mushrooms, and the aged garlic. I mean, those are the five things that, again, you can go to nutritionw.com under shop and look at that stuff and see what you think about it.
And besides the supplement, something you said, Ed, resonated. We've talked about this tonight, but it's the sleep, the rest. It is so important. It's such a hard time sometimes, especially in the medical field. And I know you're working, like you said, 6 days a week, and you're working almost 24 hours a day, I'm sure. And even when your mind is shut off, you're still probably working in your mind. So it's hard to rest. And there's so many people out there doing the same thing. But so far for myself, I've found that when I feel the weakest, it's when I've worked the hardest. Mm. I have slept the least. My stress level is the highest. And I can actually feel the fact that I'm vulnerable. It's a different feeling in my body, in my mind, in my spirit. And it's unpleasant. But just getting away for a little bit, mm-hmm. getting some exercise, getting some rest, recuperating, I feel like a new man. It's just a wonderful thing. But we're going to be repeatedly during these times putting ourselves in danger, working harder, sleeping less, and we do have to take a little time away and recuperate and restore ourselves. We just do.
Yeah, because we can't break down ourselves because the people who are the helpers, that we don't want to be the ones who need help. We want to be the ones to keep helping. And you and I are both probably cut out of the same, I know we are cut out of the same mold, that we really try too hard and we work too much. But that's just the name of the game right now. And I've signed on for it.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right. I signed on for it. So here we are. And, you know, all the blessings to everyone listening. I heard a great quote today. It was by General Ward, who I'm not really sure who that is. A customer actually told me, and the quote was, "Where there is hope, there is the ability to cope."
Hmm.
Where there is hope, there is the ability to cope. So I'm going to leave you with that. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, website by Avalon Design Studios. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, calm, and optimistic day. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.